The volume on the alarm bells ringing in Ralph's brain takes a quantum leap upward. "How do you know about my financing?" he says. The chief allows himself a limited smile. "We'll get to that soon enough." "Okay, well, it's the best I could get. My credit's a little shaky." "Shaky? Shaky? You're in over your head on your mortgage. Your credit cards are maxed out. You're making payments on Alexis. That's merely what's on the books, the world according to Equifax. Off the books, you owe me roughly the national debt of a small African nation. Now you're having a baby. That's not shaky, that's Chernobyl." Ralph has progressed by now from nervous to inklings of dread. "How do you know about my credit cards?" The chief shows his annoyance. All right, we'll get to that now instead of later. This is simple, this is even legal. When you first came on board with me, you signed a form for a charge account with the laundry here. That was a standard form where you gave permission to a business creditor to obtain your credit report. That charge account is still open. I can get your credit reports any time I want, legitimately, just by asking for it and paying a small fee. "Jesus," says Ralph, dismayed. He hadn't been aware of that. "Let's get back to the subject of the car." "Why?" "Because it illustrates your self-destructive combination of personal vanity and financial irresponsibility. Why didn't you lease it?" Ralph is momentarily confused. "Huh?" "The car. The fancy car you bought to keep up with your hoity-toity neighbors in Tony Newton. Why didn't you lease it?" For once, Ralph thinks he has a good answer. "It's cheaper to buy," he says with confidence, "over the long run." The chief shakes his head. "No sale. It's only better if you keep the car for a while. You never do that. You buy a new car every 2 or 3 years. For you, there is no long term. For 2 or 3 years, for the term of a lease, the economics are equivalent. It's a trade-off." "No, chief," Ralph thinks he has him this time. "A lease only covers 12,000 miles a year. I drive more than that." But the chief has known all along where he is taking this. "Ah, yes. But if your wife drove the Lexus, you could still show it off in your driveway in Tony Newton, and she would run up less than 12,000 miles. Meanwhile, you could drive the new Impala your company gives you every other year, the one she's driving now, the one your company thinks is just fine for calling on customers." Ralph isn't keeping up. "But why would I want to do that?"